This is episode 5 of the Super Cool Stuff Show on July 7th, 2008. Welcome to the 5th episode of the Super Cool Stuff Show. I'm your host, Terry Bartley. And in this past weekend was the 4th of July. If you're in some other countries, that may not mean anything to you, but here in the U.S., that means it was Independence Day. On Independence Day, it's a big deal here because that was the day that we were established as a country. It's kind of like our birthday as a country. And we do things like shoot up fireworks, have cookouts, that kind of stuff. We do summery things. It's kind of like we exemplify that it's summer on that day. But whenever I think about what the 4th of July is, it kind of makes me wonder, do other countries celebrate that? Because I know that there are probably countries that ignore it exists, such as the UK, because they just lost a war with us at that time. But there are other countries that may embrace it and may use it as a chance to have a celebration. Because I know that in the US we do that sometimes. For example, Cinco de Mayo is the day that Mexico was established as a country. And we use that as a chance to get drunk on margaritas and tequila. And I'm sure the Mexicans celebrate it the exact same way. On St. Patrick's Day, and we celebrate that by drinking things like green beer and getting drunk again. And again, I'm sure the Irish celebrate it that way. I saw Kathy Griffin go to Ireland on My Life on the D-List, and I mean, St. Patrick's Day is another day of the week, so no doubt they get drunk. Even on religious holidays, Americans celebrate it by getting drunk, like Mardi Gras the day before Lent. We get completely wasted. However, the 4th of July isn't an excessively drinking holiday in America. You know, we more or less, like I said, shoot up fireworks and have cookouts and things of that nature. But I wonder if that might be because there's not an official drink for America. You know, like I said, there's tequilas and margaritas for Mexico-themed holidays. There are green-colored beer for Irish things. But there's nothing that exemplifies American nature. Like, not even our beer is, like, full-on American. Like, the stuff made in America, you don't want that per se. People prefer imports here. So, like, if our beer was what our nation was, it would exemplify being cheap and weak as a nation, which I don't think is what we want. All right, with that being said, that brings me to my first segment. Movies. For the movie segment this week, I'm going to talk about the latest thing from Disney Pixar, and that's WALL-E. This is a movie by Disney Pixar, so it's pretty obvious that it's going to be pretty good, because Pixar is this amazing company that's never made even a little bit of a bad movie. And I think that might be because they don't get wrapped up in all the casting muckety-muck that a lot of these films get wrapped up in. I mean, they do have huge celebrities in their movies, like Ellen DeGeneres was in Nemo, Owen Wilson, Bonnie Hunt, and Larry the Cable Guy were all in Cars. But all of their movies have always been really great stories and about characters and that kind of stuff. And I think that's what made them so great, because they were character-driven stories that had adventure and all this stuff that made you really care about the characters at their core. And a lot of movies don't do that. Like I said, they get wrapped up in things like casting and explosions and all that kind of stuff. But Pixar's never done that, and I've loved every Pixar movie. So going to WALL-E, I expected it to be really, really great. And I was not disappointed. WALL-E is this really great story about this robot who compacts trash in his stomach-like compartment, which I'm sure you saw if you watched any of the trailers. And the cool thing about WALL-E, like I was saying, how a lot of movies get caught up in casting, I don't know if there were anybody excessively famous in the cast. If there were, I apologize to you, because I'm sure you're listening to my podcast. But most of the cast was made by computers. All of the robots were voiced with computer-generated voices, which I think is super cool. And it's a cool theme for the movie. And that's what you'd imagine robots would sound like anyway. So that's really cool. It's almost entirely non-people. There are some people, but they play people, not robots. And WALL-E, because I don't want to give any spoilers, WALL-E is, at its core, a love story between WALL-E and Eve, who's also in the trailer. She's the pretty white robot who's much more higher tech than WALL-E. And it also is a love story at its core, but it has a political story attached to it, a political message attached to it in the adventure side of the story, because it is a really, really cool sci-fi story that sends home a message about technology, like how we rely a lot on technology, and about taking care of the planet, and how that's really important, too. The characters are robots who are pretty darn adorable, by the way. They're some of the cutest characters I've seen in Pixar movies, which says a lot, because when you think about Pixar movies, there's been characters like the little aliens from Toy Story, to the bugs in A Bug's Life, to Nemo in Finding Nemo. So these are some of the cutest Pixar characters I've ever seen, and they are so endearing. Like I said, they have no human voices, and they say very little, but they have very strong personalities, and you want to root for them because they're such strong characters. They seem like they're great people, even though they're not really people, but they seem to care for one another, and they look out for each other, and it's just a great film that sends great messages home, and you're going to love it, and if you have a kid, they're going to love it too. So I would recommend this movie to anybody out there. If you want to see one movie this summer, I might say this one because it's that good. Because Pixar movies don't come out every year, and you really should see them when they come out. So, next segment. Music. For music this week, I'm going to talk about a fictional band called Death Clock. They recently started their first tour, and they released a CD sometime last year. And I'm talking about them not so much because they're a great band. I mean, they do have incredible music, but I think it's interesting what they're doing because they're from a show on Adult Swim called Metalocalypse. Death Clock is actually a fictional band that is the basis of what Metalocalypse is. It's about an old metal band that is trying to maintain their career and still be good, and they do make really good music if you're into metal. And that's what I think is so cool about this, because they made quality music for this show, and now they're promoting it like it's an actual band. Like I said, last year they came out with a CD. It was essentially a soundtrack to the show, but it was new metal, and there's not a lot of new metal coming out of the U.S., so it was really cool that it was coming out of this show on Adult Swim. And then this year, I saw last night that they're going to be touring. I'm not exactly sure how this is going to work, but it sounds really cool. So I'm wondering if it's going to be like a Gorillaz kind of thing. I don't know if you've ever seen them or seen footage of them in concert, but the actual musicians are kind of like behind a curtain thing. They broadcast what the actual, like the cartoon characters that they are, onto a screen. Or if it'd be like Daft Punk. And I've never actually seen Daft Punk, but whenever I watched Kanye West at the Grammys, there were two guys behind him, like, hitting buttons and stuff. And I figured that was them, considering he sampled them to begin with. Or if it's going to be an actual rock show where you just see the people playing. Because there has to be people playing the music, obviously, because there is music existing. So it could be that, too. But either way, I think it's going to be really, really cool. And if you haven't ever checked out Death Clock, if you're into metal at all, it's worth listening to because it's really good. And Metalocalypse is a really, really funny show about musicians that used to be legends and now they're just existing and how they're coping with that. So that's music for this week. Recommendations. For recommendations this week, I'm going to talk about Doctor Who. I know that probably you've already been watching it. You may have been watching it for years, because Doctor Who is a worldwide phenomenon. But just in case you've been living under a sci-fi free rock, I want to tell you about it, because it's this amazing show about this alien who's the last of a species called the Time Lords that travels through time. And he has companions who are humans with him, and they go through time and space and have really cool adventures and save the day all the time. And it was this really great old show that ran for a long, long time. And then it kind of stopped production, and then they had a revival in 2005. And there's this new show, which is essentially the same thing, but started over. And that's what's airing right now. It's on the Sci-Fi Channel in America. It's on BBC in the UK. And the UK recently had the season finale of this season's Doctor Who. And one thing I love about this new Doctor Who, I don't know if the old series did it, they may have, but the season finales are incredible. They always are. The first time I watched Doctor Who, it was right before the season finale for last season. And whenever I saw the actual season finale, that's whenever I was kind of like, okay, I have to watch this show because this is amazing. And things that are unbelievably cool happened on there. And like I said, the finale hasn't aired in America yet, but it did air in the UK, and I watched on YouTube, and incredible, like I said, it's just as good as the rest of them. And the reason I'm talking about this, more than anything, is so that I can recommend it to you guys, because if you're not watching Doctor Who, you really should be, because it's really, really good. And since the finale is not aired in the US yet, you have a chance to jump on the bandwagon without any effort whatsoever. So, if you want to watch this amazing show that everybody else on the planet is watching, it comes on the Sci-Fi Channel, Fridays at 9 o'clock. And there's about 2 or 3 episodes left of this season. So, if you want to start watching, now's a good time, because you won't be completely lost if you jump on now. And the payoff is worth it, because the season finale is one of the best ones. It's one of those things, it's really cool with what happens, and it's sad, it's happy. You just have every emotion in the season finale. And that's the greatest thing about Doctor Who, that they can tap into these emotions with a sci-fi show that a lot of people try to discredit as something that's not very emotional, and make something really, really great that makes you want to watch again and again. So if you've never watched Doctor Who, this Friday, 9 o'clock, Sci-Fi Channel, those are your TV should be on, and it's worth watching, and maybe one day Doctor Who will be one of those top shows in America, because now there's an outlet for people to watch it. Alright, that's it for the Super Cool Stuff show. Be sure to check out the show notes with the links. I'll link to everything I talked about. I won't link to the official Doctor Who site because there's spoilers on it, but I will link to the Sci-Fi site. But everything else will be on there. Like I said last time, I have a donate button on my website now. That's scss.podomatic.com. You can give me some money. I'll dedicate to the podcast. I can go on cool trips and get a domain name and a host, all that kind of stuff. So if you want to do that, I'm more than happy to accept your money. And then I also will have some interviews coming up really soon. So if you guys like to listen to interviews with other people, I'm going to have some of that, which is pretty exciting. 2 upcoming interviews I have. The guys from the Totally Rad Show are going to be stopping by. And also the internet musical sensation, Chris Sandhya, who I've actually been friends with for a long time, is going to be on the show. And actually, he should be next week. So stay tuned for that, and I'll see you next time.